Afternoon Drive with Goodman and Mason, presented by Silter Har Mazda, a no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Andrew.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Afternoon Drive. Goodman Mason. Watch us, milehighsports.com. You can listen 98.1 FM, 107.5 HD3. Reach us, Rocky Mountain Forest Products Twitter feed, at Mace Denver, at Eric Goodman. If you are looking for wholesale lumber to the public, go to rmfp.com. We have some more Aaron Rodgers Palooza today.
This isn't going away.
No.
And even though in the big picture, nothing really changes. On the surface, or as you dive below the surface, I should say, there are always these things that are going to keep bubbling up, and I think they're going to bubble up pretty much every day from now until the end of the month. Also, how are you?
I'm good.
You made it. Congratulations.
You know what? I felt like a 19-year-old. I hopped in my car, and I'm thinking, I don't know if I have enough gas to get to work. That's a stunt I would have pulled in my teens. And I'm thinking, I better go for a NASCAR pit stop and just give myself a splash and go.
How precise is your fuel gauge in your automobile?
I've never run it that low, so okay. I don't know.
So in Seinfeld parlance, you were left of the slash then.
Oh, I was below the slash.
Yes.
And it's funny, when I was driving back from the gym today, it set out about 30 miles. And I'm thinking, it's not 30 miles for me to get here. I could probably make it here. But how embarrassing would it have been to have run out of gas and I'm in my 50s?
Oh.
And then what if I can't get home? Meaning I get here and then I pull out of the parking lot and I'm waiting for Danny to leave and I'm going to wind up thumbing it unless he leaves the station because I know you're going to be gone.
Well, maybe I'm not. Maybe I'm working on video clips. Maybe you would have gotten lucky today and I would have been there. But
way to make yourself sound important that you work so hard. Hey, way to make me feel badly.
Oh, stop it. Stop it. We both work hard. We just work hard at different times. I tend to work more in the evenings. You work more in the early mornings.
I'm up at 6 o'clock every morning.
And I'm sleeping at 6, but I'm also working at midnight. With us, you're covered nearly 24/7.
You are.
You really are.
Right.
But it nearly happened to me yesterday. I was driving my parents to the airport, and when I left my house, I saw 35 miles. And I thought, okay, fine. They'll get me to the airport. I do the drop-off.
Were you only at 35 miles left in your tank?
Well, it's
I wouldn't roll it to the airport. Are you kidding?
Well, it said 35 miles, so I thought, okay.
Wow.
I've got a pretty accurate... I thought I had a pretty accurate gauge.
And you thought, and then the word pretty don't sound good.
Yeah, because what happened...
Chug, chug, chug.
Because what happens...
Did you run out of gas?
No, I didn't run out of gas, but it went from about 35 miles to 5.
Always does that,
doesn't it? In about 6 miles. And finally I said, guys, I'm glad we're ahead of schedule here because we're going to have to stop. We're not going to make it to the airport. Even if we do, I'm not going to make it to the little gas station they've got near DIA.
Right. And then you got to go to the other side of the road. Then you got to swing all the way around.
It was crazy.
Time now for the lead.
The lead is presented by Smoke and Dave's Barbecue and Brew, Colorado's best barbecue since 2007. Go get some tonight in Denver, Centennial, Longmont, Lyons, and Estes Park.
Well, everybody seems to be chiming in about Aaron Rodgers, except for Aaron Rodgers. I'm just waiting for one of his middle school friends who he played soccer with to make a comment. So, former Packers fullback John Kuhn, good friend of Aaron Rodgers, talked about the situation between Rodgers and the Packers. Here's the quote. He's conflicted talking about Rodgers because this man loves to play the game of football. He's just trying to take his earned destiny within his own hands. I still think it is somewhere around 70 to 75% that Rodgers is the starting quarterback for the Packers this year. I still believe there's an opportunity at a resolution here. I just think it's going to take two men that are dug in right now and try to meet in the middle somewhere so they're both happy. Then another one of Aaron Rodgers' teammates chimed in, James Jones. Also a friend of Rodgers as well. It's not about getting the general manager fired. It's about making sure we have the key guys we need to win championships. James has also repeatedly called the situation fixable. So we hear from Jones and Kuhn today, making it sound like Rodgers can be back. And then you have Brett Favre saying, I'm not so sure it's going to happen. Who are we supposed to believe?
Who do you want to believe?
Whoever talked to Rodgers last. And the way, Kuhn said he did speak to Rodgers right after the draft.
Yes.
So maybe he was the last one in.
Maybe he was. The reason why I would tend to go with Favre more than the others, with all respect to Kuhn and James Jones, is this. I feel like James Jones and, John Kuhn, these guys, they're kind of Packer for life people. James Jones basically played one season, one not very notable season outside of Green Bay with Oakland, and then he turned around and went back to Green Bay at the end of his career. John Kuhn was a career Packer. Basically, these guys are kind of full. If you cut them, they bleed green and gold. Now, Brett Favre played a long time for the Packers as well, but you could argue he had his best.
He bleeds purple, he bleeds green, and white out of New York. He puts things on social media, certain parts of his body.
He also likes
Wrangler jeans.
He has a lot of things going on, but he also had perhaps his best season outside of Green Bay.
Okay. I disagree for this reason. I don't think Rodgers and Favre are good buddies. I think they know each other. I think they're friendly. I don't think they talk that often. This is just a hunch. I don't think they play golf together. Kuhn and Rodgers are friends. They do play golf together. They just spoke last week. Brett Favre talked about a text. Kuhn talked about a phone call. So Brett Favre has the bigger name. He has more cachet. But I have a feeling that Kuhn and Rodgers are closer. I'll go with the closer friend.
I'll also say that, again, you have to look at their perspective on it. I don't think John Kuhn wants Aaron Rodgers to leave Wisconsin. I think he may not.
I don't think they have a horse in the race, though. I don't think they're about appeasing Packers fans. I think it is about who has the best information.
I think as Packers alums, they want the best for the Packers, though. I'm not sure Brett Favre cares as much about that.
James said the situation is fixable. It might be fixable on one side with Gutekunst, the GM. And by the way, do you find it interesting that in the cheese state, the word Gouda is kind of in his name, Gutekunst? Do you think
Gutekunst?
Yeah. Do you think it's an accident that they hired him because they said, "Well, cheese state, Gouda, why not?"
He's another guy who's kind of a Packer for life. He's worked for them for 23 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I can't really say I gave that any thought.
I just thought of it right now while you were talking, because I don't listen to what you say. I'm always thinking about what I'm going to say next.
Yeah. If his name were Cheddar, I think I would probably put more stock into it.
I would too. Or Swiss.
Is Gutekunst a Swiss name? What is the name origin of that?
I don't know, but I honestly really don't care. Do you kind of get the feeling the Broncos fans are being set up for disappointment?
Well,
because right now we've already penciled his name into the starting lineup for the Broncos. And it's going to be like getting punched in the throat if he doesn't come here, because everyone's expecting him to come here. If you ask most Broncos fans, I think at least 60% believe the quarterback room is not complete yet because Rodgers is not there. And we could talk about how great this roster is in different spots on the field. Mm-hmm. Obviously, Rodgers would tie it all together, and everyone is thinking, we could have a Manning moment all over again. And even if it's for 4 years, we'll take it until we can find what the Chiefs had been dying for forever.
Yeah.
I mean, the last time they truly had a quarterback
before Mahomes
was Len Dawson.
But Alex Smith, he was good.
He was. He didn't lead him to a Super Bowl.
Well, he was. He was better than they had for a long time.
Let me rephrase that. A homegrown guy. Mahomes. I used to cover the Chiefs.
Lenny Dawson wasn't even homegrown.
Well, he's
right.
Synonymous with the Chiefs. I mean, I have a lot of friends in Kansas City, and they're all Chiefs fans. And remember, I used to cover the Chiefs as well. And after Mahomes' first full year playing, I heard the same narrative. Now we have our guy. our guy. They never referred to Montana as our guy. Craig as our guy. Alex Smith as our guy. Mahomes, he's their guy. And you know what? If the Broncos get Rodgers, that's going to be great. But he's not going to be the Broncos guy. Even Peyton Manning, he's not the Broncos guy. He's still the Colts guy too. Elway, he's our guy.
What's wrong with sharing?
There's nothing wrong with sharing as long as you get championships out of it.
Yeah.
But you're just delaying the inevitable of trying to find that quarterback of the future. As long as, you know, you have great seasons and maybe you get to a Super Bowl or get some conference championship games or maybe win the big game, that's great. But it's still going to be a delay. Not to say that they have that right now with Locke or even Teddy Bridgewater. Broncos fans could still be waiting for a long time, but I got a feeling if Rodgers does not come here, if he works things out, and oh, by the way, I want to go back to one of these quotes from James Jones. It's about making sure we have the key guys we need to win championships. They drafted a wide receiver in the third round. What do they do in free agency that I'm forgetting about that really is going to make Aaron Rodgers happy besides re-signing David Bakhtiari?
Well, the interesting thing is, remember he got that $6.8 million roster bonus?
Could be gone soon.
Well, the interesting thing about that is that he was interested in deferring that, having that bonus converted and paid off down the line so they could go use that money to get somebody right now. But the Packers had no interest in that. And so it's interesting that Rodgers was willing to make a short-term financial sacrifice to help upgrade the talent level, and that was, from the accounting purposes, that was declined.
By the way, all kinds of stories are leaking. One of them being the Packers really wanted Jefferson in the draft last year, and they really wanted the kid that the 49ers took. And now I saw a report today that the Packers made an offer to Rodgers to make him the highest paid quarterback in the league at $45 million a season. Only problem is, how long was that deal? Because really, that's what Rodgers wanted. Coming up after the break, there is one national guy who says Jokic should not be the MVP, and he would be the worst, most valuable player in 35 years. I don't know why he's limiting it to 35 years. Who is this tool? That's next.
I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her head.
Afternoon Drive with Goodman and Mason, presented by Silter Har Mazda, a no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Andrew.
Welcome back. Afternoon Drive. Goodman Mason. Watch us at MileHighSports.com. You can listen 98.1 FM, 107.5 HD3. Reach us on the Rocky Mountain Forest Products Twitter feed at Mace Denver, at Eric Goodman. If you are looking for wholesale lumber to the public, go to RMFP.com. In the meantime, I want to tell you about my friend Dan McKenzie at McKenzie Law. I've been procrastinating about doing my will and my living will for a long time, and I'm thinking, you know what? I better finally do something about it. I talk to a lot of different guys and gals who do this, and the one person I felt the most comfortable with was Dan McKenzie. He was great at explaining everything. Mace, you know I can be an impatient guy, and I ask a lot of questions, and he sat there with me the entire time and explained everything, and I felt really good about the process. And once we started the process, I couldn't get the process done fast enough, because then I was thinking, what if I get hit by a bus and my children are not protected?
Otherwise known as the Kyle Shanahan corollary, what if we die by Sunday?
Correct.
We don't have things taken care of.
Correct. So I couldn't wait to get it done. It's been done for a while, and if something, God forbid, happens, my family's taken care of. And the other thing is this: you don't have to have a lot of money to do a will. You just don't. If you have $10,000 in the bank, protect it. Make sure the courts don't make the decision for you. You should be the one making the decision, and you should work with Dan McKenzie at McKenzie Law. I trust him wholeheartedly. He is the best out there. And again, I talked to a lot of different attorneys about this, and he was the guy I wanted to work with. So go with Dan McKenzie at themckenziefirm.com. That's themckenziefirm.com. Time now for The Buzz.
The Buzz is presented by Rocky Mountain Forest Products, where they specialize in wholesale lumber to the public. Go to Rocky Mountain Forest Products in Wheat Ridge or go to rmfp.com.
Okay, I know Fox Sports 1 is a network on television. I can't find it on Comcast, so essentially I've never watched it. But apparently they have a guy by the name of Nick Wright. He probably fancies himself as a big deal. Heck, we're talking about him on the show right now. He said that Nikola Jokic should not win the MVP award, and then went on to say, and I'm quoting, "The award is not best statistical resume. The award is most valuable player. If Jokic wins the MVP, he'd be the worst player to do so since Dave Cowens in almost 50 years.
He's upping the ante. He said 35 years before. Now he's going almost 50.
Oh, yeah. I'm waiting for 100 years. And I don't think basketball has been played for 100 years.
Not the NBA. That goes back to 1891. I mean, maybe, correct. Maybe there was an MVP in the Springfield YMCA League that James Naismith ran who didn't deserve to be MVP.
Thank you, Cliff Clavin.
You're welcome.
I digress. With that, is this guy suddenly changing the metric of what the MVP is? Because I've always understood the MVP to be the best player, not the most valuable player to your team, meaning if you take him off, your team stinks. Because quite frankly, if you take almost any superstar off a team, their team is not going to be very good. Look what the Lakers look like without LeBron James. But if that's the metric that you want to go by, it should not be LeBron. It should not be Embiid. It should not be Jokic. It should not be Harden or Durant. You know who it should be?
Who?
Chris Paul. He's been the most valuable player to his team because they stunk before he got there, and look at them now.
And what is Oklahoma City now that he's gone?
Correct. So with that, do we want it to be the best player in the league, which is what it usually is, or do we want it to be we take him off the team? And then what happens? So pick what you want it to be first. But historically, it's the best player in the league. And oh, by the way, when he says it's not about the best statistical resume, really? It's not?
Hold up. He's an idiot.
That's
don't listen to this. He's an idiot.
That's news to me because that's how everybody seems to vote, except for a guy who probably doesn't have a vote and I've never heard of.
Well, I will say this. I think at some point in Nick Wright's life, somebody from Denver did him wrong because he hates Denver.
Well, I read about him. You know who he loves? LeBron James. Apparently, he's a huge LeBron. And I'm saying apparently because you're probably thinking, Eric, you have to know who Nick Wright is. No, I really don't.
No, I honestly, I didn't know who Nick Wright was until he said the Broncos would go 3-13 last year. Were they a bad team last year? Yes. Were they 3-13 even with basically half the team out? No. I mean, he's just, frankly, I put this out on Twitter today. I think Nick Wright would spontaneously combust if Aaron Rodgers became a Bronco because he is a Kansas City homer.
He is a Kansas City.
Of the highest degree.
I saw that he worked for a local station in Kansas City. Again, I had to literally
look. He's a huge Chiefs fan.
I had to look him up on Wikipedia. I'm not joking when I tell you I don't know who
Nick
Wright is.
But he was on Wikipedia.
With that, why?
See, we're not on Wikipedia, you and I.
No, because I'm not important. You are. I'm not. Why do you think Jokic is getting such little love?
Generally speaking,
he got tons of votes for the All-Star game, but generally speaking, when it comes to the MVP, he's kind of an afterthought.
Because for better or for worse, first impressions matter. And there are a lot of people outside of Denver that cannot get the first impression of Jokic out of their mind, that he's a guy who isn't particularly athletic, doesn't have a typical basketball body. And they're thinking about him in terms of those notions established years ago before he got in better shape. And they're like, well, how can this guy possibly be the MVP? How can this guy possibly be as good? He can't be as good as the numbers. So he's not as good as his stats. Well, stats reflect performance, bub. He is as good as his stats because the stats reflect are an accurate reflection of his value to the team. And oh, by the way, if we're talking about value, you took Jamal Murray off this roster, and it hasn't missed a beat.
Right. It's a great point.
A lot of it is obviously Michael Porter Jr. stepping up, but I think if Nikola Jokic were the element removed from the Nuggets, we would not be talking about them being one of the hottest teams in the NBA heading into postseason. We would not talk about them being in pole position for the number three seed.
I don't want to make this a race thing, but in some ways it is. Now, in all fairness, from 2004 to 2006, the MVPs in order were Steve Nash, Steve Nash, and Dirk Nowitzki. They all have one thing in common. Would you like to know what that is?
They're not from the United States.
Correct. That's exactly what I was going to say. None of them are from the United States. Why? What did you think I meant? The point is, Jokic, even though he has those 94-foot passes, those will show up on SportsCenter, but he doesn't do anything in the spectacular fashion that warrants a highlight outside of some great passes.
Yeah, he just grinds you down over 48 minutes.
You're not showing rebounds on SportsCenter. You're not showing jump shots.
You're not showing
post moves.
You're only showing the outlet pass. Pardon me, if it ends in a dunk.
Correct. Yeah. So I think there is a bias against him, and you can't say there's a bias because he's an international player, because, again, Nash from Canada, Nowitzki from Germany, and let's look at Doncic. Why does Doncic get more love than Nikola Jokic? Because he's flashy. He's great, but he's flashy, and he makes spectacular plays. Jokic doesn't. So I'm sorry, Nick Wright, that you don't watch a lot of Nuggets basketball. What's the problem? You don't have DirecTV or Dish, or you don't have Dish.
I'm a dumbass.
You don't have Dish or Comcast. That's why you can't watch.
It's actually easier for Nick Wright not being in Denver to watch the Nuggets in more ways than it is for people here, sadly.
Right.
Because all you have to do is get league pass, or, you know, ditto for the Avs. You get the NHL, get league pass, and or the NHL.
This industry sucks sometimes.
It does. It really does.
I mean, let's look at if it's not about stat lines, if it's not about stat lines, then how do you explain? And I want to make sure that I have my numbers here that are correct. How did Russell Westbrook win the MVP when he averaged a triple double? How did that happen? Because Jokic is pretty close, isn't he? Was Russell Westbrook really the best player in the NBA that year? Yeah. Was he the most valuable player on his team? I'm not so sure. Because you know what? If you're going to give the MVP to someone, you give it to LeBron every single year.
I mean, the Thunder was what, a sixth seed that year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He had a triple-double. That's why he got it, and good for him, and he deserved it. But don't tell me it's not about the stat line, because people, when they talk about the MVP, they constantly want to move the goalposts. Oh, if you took him off the team, well, then he's the best player on the team. Or if you take him off the team, then they're going to be terrible. Or stats don't matter. Stats don't matter.
But they reflect performance.
They do.
So they do matter.
They matter, absolutely.
And Nikola Jokic getting triple-double after triple-double. Jokic averaging 26 and 11 and then throwing 8 assists on there. Like, the assists, for example, are a reflection of what he does for his teammates. We talk about, you know, value is in making the people around you better, because I'd like to think he's acknowledged as the best big passer in the game. I think he clearly is. And that's one way in which he is valuable, because he does make everybody around him better. And oh, by the way, he's 40.5% from three. He hits 85% of his free throws.
Right.
I mean, where's the hole in his game?
Right. Nolan, what year were you born? Nolan runs all the controls on MileHighSports.com.
He said 1990.
1990. Mm-hmm. Darn it.
Why?
Who's older, you or Danny?
Andrew's older.
Andrew's older?
Nolan's older.
Yes. He lost the name Andrew. He's a big Cardinals fan. If you were born in 2004, 2005, okay, if you're roughly under the age of 20, you never got a chance to see arguably one of the greatest baseball players of all time, at least in his prime. And he doesn't have a team right now. To me, he's one of the top five hitters in Major League Baseball history. and a lot of people don't even remember him. That's next.
So long to be where I'm going in the sunshine of your life.
Afternoon Drive with Goodman and Mason, presented by Silter Har Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Andrew.
Welcome back. Afternoon Drive, Goodman, Mason. Watch us, milehighsports.com. You can reach us on the Rocky Mountain Forest Products Twitter feed at Mace Denver, at Eric Goodman. If you're looking for wholesale lumber to the public, go to rmfp.com. You can also listen 98.1 FM, 107.5 HD3. Time now for What's Trending.
What's Trending is presented by Colorado Off-Road in Littleton. If you need major accessory brands or something off-market for your truck, car, Jeep, or SUV, they've got it. Upfit today at Colorado Off-Road or go to cooffroad.com.
Okay, Mace, so Albert Pujols doesn't have a team anymore. The Angels released him. I think a lot of people would agree that when the Angels signed him to a 10-year deal and you can see his career starting to decline, a lot of people thought that would be a mistake. 10 years after signing, he was released in the final year of his deal. His career, like Willie Mays, fell off the table like a bowling ball in the very end. He had a couple of good seasons here and there with the Angels, but essentially he ended on a thud. I think his batting average is like 198. This season.
Yeah, he's literally, in terms of wins above replacement, that metric at the plate, he's literally been a below replacement player the last two seasons.
With that, I had a couple conversations with some former baseball players, and they both agreed with me. Unless you can tell me a guy who surpasses Albert Pujols, is he arguably the most underappreciated baseball player to ever play this game who was so great for a decade? I mean, historically great. His first 10 years, his numbers compare with Ruth. His numbers compare with DiMaggio. His numbers compare with Ted Williams, Willie Mays. I mean, he is right up there. And I think, let me make sure that I'm correct on that. I think he is the only player in Major League history to have over 600 home runs, and there was another stat in there as well. I mean, he's on top.
He's got over 3,200 hits.
There you go.
Over 600 home runs.
It's unbelievable.
Over 2,000 RBI, 21-12. And yet, I think what's going to have to happen is a little bit of time is going to have to pass as we remove ourselves from his Angels years before he's really appreciated, because unfortunately the last 9+ seasons were so pedestrian for the most part.
Well, here, I'll give you an example.
That it's overshadowed what he was.
2015, he hit 40 home runs, 95 RBI, and he hit .245, and his on-base percentage was .244.
Well, I was batting average. OBP was .307, but that's still not good.
Well, what did I say?
Yeah, OBP was .244.
His average was .244.
Yeah, his average was .244. OBP was .307. Right, exactly. Yeah.
I can't think of any player that's been, and here's one way to put it, and I said this going into break. If you were born in 2000, you might remember Albert Pujols for like 2-3 years, but after that, he disappeared off your radar.
Unless you were in Orange County.
Right.
Literally, that's. And if you're in Orange County, you're probably like, man, this guy's making $25 million a year, and for right, what?
Right. And here's the thing. St. Louis is a great baseball town, but it is not New York. It is not L.A. It is not Chicago. In some ways, it's not even Atlanta. You could make the case that he, even though he won a couple of World Series, he played his career in relative anonymity. I'm not saying that St. Louis is anonymous in the baseball world because it's a huge baseball town, but it's still not Chicago. It's still not New York. It's still not L.A. And then he goes to L.A., but he's playing for the wrong team.
Right. The Angels aren't the Dodgers. They may share a market, and they may be able to get a lot of money for their television rights because of that market. But just like the Angels aren't the Dodgers, in a similar way, the White Sox aren't the Cubs, and the A's aren't the Giants.
Here's one way to sum up his career. First of all, his rookie year. This was his rookie year.
Mm-hmm.
37 home runs, 130 RBI. He hit .329, and his on-base percentage was .403. And he was just getting started. You can make the case over a 10-year stretch, he averaged roughly 40 home runs, not the steroid era, not the steroid era, not like Barry Bonds. Mm-hmm. Averaged about 40 home runs, I'd say a solid 125 to 130 RBI, and his batting average was probably in the neighborhood of about .330, and his on-base percentage every one of those years was over .400 except for one.
He literally averaged 40 home runs a year with the Cardinals. Think about that. Averaged.
I can't think of a player home runs a in year. Baseball history who is more anonymous than arguably one of the top five hitters ever. You know who his career mirrors? Just at the plate.
Mm-hmm.
Not stolen bases, not in the field. His numbers are almost identical to Willie Mays. When it's all said and done, his numbers are almost identical.
By the way, happy 90th birthday, Willie Mays.
With that, look, just as a comparison, do you have Pujols' stats sitting in front
right
of you?
Right here in front of me, yes.
How many home runs did Pujols have?
In St. Louis or overall?
Overall. These are overall stats.
667.
Okay. And by the way, Mays played one more year. Mays had 660 home runs.
Yep.
RBI, how many did Pujols have?
2112.
1903 for Mays. Overall batting average?
298.
302 for Mays. On base percentage?
376.
384. Slugging percentage?
545.
557. OPS.
921.
941. Almost identical.
Yeah.
And many people look at Willie Mays as one of the top three baseball players of all time. Now, granted, Pujols played first base and Willie Mays played center field and Mays stole tons of bases.
Did you say that Mays played a year or two longer?
He played too long.
Okay. Because what's interesting is, like, in terms of the batting average, the last 2 years, and of course, it was the shortened season last year. So the last 63 games, he's batted like .218. His on base percentage was .264.
Right.
And so he went, like, the reason why we're not talking about him as a career .300 hitter is because of the last two seasons. Even though he had been in decline for a long time.
Right.
If he had walked away after 2019, he right. still would have walked away with a .300 batting average. I think a remarkable stat on Albert Pujols is, despite what he did or didn't do in Anaheim, and really, the Angels got maybe 1 year of decent Albert Pujols, and then that was it. Despite that, he walks away averaging 37 homers, 119 RBI, per 162 games. Think about that.
What do we have coming up on Mountain High Appliance, just in case you missed it?
Well, we discussed Nikola Jokic and his MVP caliber season. We'll talk about some of the other contributors for the Nuggets, a lot of whom didn't join the team till this year. That's coming up next right here on Afternoon Drive with Goodman and Mason on Mile High Sports.
Afternoon Drive with Goodman and Mason, presented by Silter Har Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Andrew.
Welcome back, Afternoon Drive. Goodman, Mason, watch us, milehighsports.com. You can reach us, Rocky Mountain Forest Products Twitter feed, at Mace Denver, at Eric Goodman. If you're looking for wholesale lumber to the public, go to rmfp.com. If you are looking for something for your Jeep, your car, your truck, your SUV, there is only one place to go in town, and that is Colorado Off-Road. I want to bring in my friend Jerry. He is the owner of Colorado Off-Road. How are you, my friend?
Okay, Rick. How are you guys doing today?
Good. So the weather is heating up. What kind of things do you have at Colorado Off-Road that people need to get for the summer?
Well, now that the weather's turning, You know, Colorado is a great outdoor sports world. So what is everybody going to start wanting to do? Head to the mountains and camp. So it's time to get your vehicle ready for towing season.
Right.
Your fifth wheel hitches, your regular tow hitches for towing your sports equipment, or maybe your side-by-sides or your ATVs. It's time to plan ahead. Don't wait till the Memorial Day weekend when you're trying to get out of town and find out you don't have the proper hitch or wiring ready to go.
Everybody loves to buy something new, and I get it. I'm guilty of it as well. I want to compare you to the big box stores. Are they willing to find something for you aftermarket, Jerry?
No.
Oh, isn't that interesting? So they only want to sell you something new because they want to make as much money as they can. But that's not the way you operate, is it?
No, that's definitely not the way we operate. It doesn't matter if you have a new vehicle or an old vehicle. We are going to look and find what you need to get you going. Whether you're going camping, whether you just need a simple set of floor mats, maybe a set of mud flaps, we're going to look for you. Hey, maybe you're trying to fix up a little bit older truck. Now, there are parts for everything in the world, but maybe you have one that's 5-6 years old, needs a new set of running boards. Give us a call. We can still get those running boards, where a lot of the manufacturers, Chevy, Ford, Dodge, Toyota, whoever it may be, have may have discontinued. Or a big box store is only going to sell you what is current. Oh, sorry, we only sell the 17 to 20 models, not a 16 model, or not a 14 model, not a 12 model. We can get that product.
Now, when it comes to selling something aftermarket, I say it all the time, but I need you to correct me. Because I always say you guys have over 90 years combined experience to get you what you want. Are all 90 years attributed to you, or is that kind of spread out through your staff?
No, that is spread out.
You sure about that? Staff. Because I've met you. We know each other. You're sure you're not 90?
I am sure I'm okay. Not 90. Some days I feel 90.
Right, right. You
know, but I am not 90. I assure you of that.
Do the big box stores install everything?
No, a lot of times.
Interesting. Do you? Do you?
Absolutely.
Of course you do.
We have shops here, space, and ready to go.
How do people find you?
Several ways. Always come to the store and visit us. Pick up a free catalog. We're at 5134 South Wadsworth Boulevard in Littleton, right off of Wadsworth and Bellevue, right behind Buffalo Wild Wings. Or you can always give us a call at 303-761-1264, or always go to the web at cooffroad.com.
If you are looking to upfit today, go with my guy, Jerry. He's from Littleton. Colorado Off-Road is in Littleton. He's a local guy. Do local business. Upfit today, Colorado Off-Road, cooffroad.com. Tell your better half, Wendy, I say hey.
I will, Eric. You guys have a great day.
See you, my man. That's Jerry from Colorado Off-Road. Time now for the final word.
The final word.
Are you ready?
Presented by Denver Distillery. Their sweet potato vodka, bourbon, rum, and gin has a smooth and clean taste. Find Denver Distillery off Broadway in Denver or buy it at your local liquor store. And if they don't have it, demand it. Just in case you missed it, presented by Mountain High Appliance, Colorado's favorite appliance store for 25 years in Louisville, Colorado Springs, and now open in their new store in Littleton. Go to mountainhighappliance.com.
Earlier this hour, you guys talked about how Nikola Jokic should be the MVP, despite what some national media might think. He has had a lot of help, though, after Jamal Murray went down, Michael Porter Jr. stepping up. Last night in particular, Austin Rivers had a huge night off the bench, 25 points on 6 of 9 shooting from beyond the three-point arc. Also, he added 3 steals, 3 rebounds, 3 assists. I'm going to give you guys 4 players. I want you to tell me who's had the most impact. All these players either joined the Nuggets during the season or before this season started. So the 4 are Facundo Campazzo.
He had a great night last night, too.
He sure did.
What, he had 9 rebounds? And what, 5 steals or something like that? He was crazy good last
year. The second player is Aaron Gordon.
Yep.
Then Austin Rivers, who was the most recent addition. And the fourth, Jamichael Green. Who out of those four has had the most impact thus far?
Aaron Gordon, because of the emotional lift he gave them defensively. I think once they picked up Aaron Gordon, and this was before the Jamal Murray injury, they felt we can win a title now.
I agree. And you think about where they were at that point, kind of a desperate situation. Who's there? You're looking for somebody. You know, he's coming in on a 10-day contract. You know, you're hoping he can provide a little more depth. He's actually been a plus rotational guy for them.
They didn't bring him in for his scoring.
Yeah.
That's a bonus. They brought him in for his defense. Yeah.
Just in case you missed it, the Detroit Lions have made Frank Ragnow the NFL's top-paid center. Deserving for Ragnow?
Well, with all the tape I've looked at with Ragnow, and clearly, is it tape, film, or video? What's the term all the hot shots use?
Well, it's funny because you still see the term.
On the all 22, I've all been 22. Concentrating because on Ragnow.
All 22.
Oh, all 22.
Because all 22 isn't video or tape or film. And
the eye in the sky.
The eye in the sky don't lie, right?
Right.
Are you done?
Wow, you're one of those guys, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been pouring over film. It's not film. They don't do film anymore.
Yeah, film. They haven't done film in a long, long time.
But when I met him at the Senior Bowl 5 years ago.
That's what I do. That's sort of my thing.
Yeah.
It's actually.
At the Combine, I was talking to a bunch of people over a plate of shrimp cocktail at St. Elmo's in Indianapolis.
Well, I think actually part of this also that comes into play here is. They're getting out ahead of it. I mean, Ragnow, he made his first Pro Bowl this past year. He's a very good center, no doubt. But you've got the fifth-year option coming in for him in 2022, so what you can do is maybe spread out that number a little bit. Center, not really a highly paid position. This is something that will probably give the Lions a little bit of cap relief on the 2022 cap. Makes a lot of sense to have this kind of deal. Maybe the Broncos need to start thinking ahead on Bradley Chubb and go ahead and get a deal done for him here in the next few months, and that might give them a little bit of relief for next year.
That was Mountain High Appliance. Just in case you missed it, you can walk into any store and try out the appliances before you buy them. You can't do that at the big box stores, not to mention buying appliances. That is a big investment, so why not work with people who can answer all your questions, especially since so many of their people on their sales staff have worked there for decades. You got questions, they got answers. Mountain High Appliance. You can find them in Louisville, Littleton. You could also find their clearance center in Denver. Coming up after the break, most people assume if Rodgers doesn't want to play for the Packers anymore, well, they'll just trade him. Well, Mike Florio, you watch him on Sunday Night Football on NBC, he says, no. Rodgers should not be traded. Screw him. The Packers should say to him, you're not playing, and we're going to save a bundle of money. We'll get into that next.